On peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On va prendre ça.
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable in the
couch,
isn't it?
Monsieur
Hulot?
Yes. I'm not more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonjour à tous et bienvenue dans Certalem FIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Pierre-François, mixage Théo Gomard. Aujourd'hui, nous partons à San Francisco.
With you again, because a vision softly creeping has distanced while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains, giving the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light, that split the night, and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The wind of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Simon & Garfunkel, The Sound of Silence, pour entamer Certalem FIP, extrait de la BO du lauréat avec Anne Bancroft, Katharine Ross et Dustin Hoffman. Un film qui se déroule sur et autour du campus de l'université de Berkeley, près de San Francisco, épicentre des 60s et des nouvelles formes de penser, de protester, d'aimer, de chanter et de filmer. Tant de films avec San Francisco en toile de fond. Des rapaces de von Stroheim au récent avatar de la planète des singes qui voit une horde de chimpanzés enjamber le Golden Gate Bridge, en passant par les aventures de Jack Burton de Carpenter ou encore Gentleman Jim de Raoul Walsh, Devine qui vient dîner, avec Sidney Poitier et Spencer Tracy, San Andreas avec Dwayne Johnson, et même Le point de non-retour de John Boorman. S'il y a bien une ville cinématographique, c'est bien San Francisco, avec sa baie immense, son pont majestueux, ses quartiers gays et hippies, ses maisons bleues adossées aux collines et ses rues en escalier, si souvent traversées, escaladées sur grand écran. Alors ne vous étonnez pas si vous croisez Steve McQueen au volant de sa Ford Mustang ou Clint Eastwood à la station de métro Forest Hills. Ce soir, dans certains MFIP, San Francisco s'embrume, San Francisco s'allume.
It's fine building jumbo planes, taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. Oh. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?
San Francisco are mixed with daylight's glimmering rays and moonbeams shimmering glow. When darkness settles on the city, homeward people on their way, chimes ringing softly in the stillness, fog creeping slowly across the bay. Hear the sound of the city, the sounds that are heard in San Francisco.
Stevens, compositeur d'Harold et Maude, de Al Ashby dans Certalem Fip, puis la chorale The Sound of the City, entendue dans Zodiac de David Fincher. On écoute à présent la délicate musique d'Elmer Bernstein, enregistrée avec Shelley Main et Russ Freeman pour Le prisonnier d'Alcatraz, où Burt Lancaster incarne un détenu ornithologue enfermé sur le rocher situé dans la baie de San Francisco, qui servit d'ailleurs de prison fédérale jusqu'à sa fermeture en 63. Le pénitencier d'Alcatraz est aussi le cadre de deux autres films, L'évadé d'Alcatraz avec Clint Eastwood et Patrick McGowan, un autre fameux prisonnier, et The Rock avec Nicolas Cage, Sean Connery et Ed Harris.
Sailor?
Captain John Patrick Mason, General, sir, of Her Majesty's SAS.
You're a long way from home, Captain. How the hell are you involved in this?
Oh, I have a unique knowledge of this prison facility. I was formerly a guest here.
Did they bother to tell you who I am, why I'm doing this? Are they just using you like they do everybody else?
All I know is you were big in Vietnam. I saw the highlights on television.
And you wouldn't have any fucking idea what it means to lead some of the finest men on God's earth into battle and then see their memory betrayed by their own fucking government.
I don't quite see how you cherish the memory of the dead by killing another million.
The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Thomas Jefferson.
Patriotism is the virtue of the vicious, according to Oscar Wilde.
Out of there. We don't have clearance to go behind enemy lines, sir. Congressman Weaver and esteemed members of the Special Armed Services Committee. I come before you to protest a grave injustice.
Fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being as this is the .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and it could blow your head clean off, you have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Perry Blake, puis Dirty Harry, alias Clint Eastwood, qui est né à San Francisco et fêtait avant-hier 89 printemps. Sa ville l'a souvent inspiré avec la série des aventures du flic Harry Callahan, l'homme au magnum d'acier, mais aussi avec l'évadé d'Alcatraz ou des films plus personnels comme Breezy avec William Holden et Plain Misty For Me, tourné 200 km plus au sud à Carmel, ville dont il a été le maire dans les années 80. Dans Saint-Alem Fip, on écoute la musique de Dirty Harry composée par Lalo Schifrin, une merveille de modernité jazz.
Thank you. This is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
The battle over homosexual rights in Dade County, Florida, battle pitting singer Anita Bryant against gay rights activists, comes to a vote there Tuesday. The issue is whether or not to repeal a four-month-old ordinance which prohibits job and housing discrimination against homosexuals.
I gotta show you something. This is incredible. If we can get that new initiative on district elections to go through, and we can. The boundary for the new supervisor district is going to go right down Market Street, right around the Haight, like this, and right around the Castro. The Haight and the Casket. That's it. If these are the only people we have to convince, the hippies and the gays, you win. You win. You win by a landslide. You'll be the first openly gay man elected to major office.
Son du film de Gus Van Sant, Hervé Milk dans Certalem Fip au Sean Penn, campe un activiste des années 70, premier homme politique américain ouvertement gay, élu au conseil municipal de San Francisco. Le film retrace les 8 dernières années d'un combat pour la tolérance qui lui coûta la vie. Le film est entièrement tourné sur place, jusque dans la vraie boutique de photographie où travaillait Milk, dans le quartier du Castro, le Fairyland des homosexuels, si bien décrit dans le livre d'Alicia Abbott. Danny Elfman signe une partition légère et douce de cordes et piano, tout en retenue, contrepoint exemplaire du destin exubérant d'Hervé Milk.
My baby's from San Francisco. He paints that bridge across the bay. My baby's from San Francisco. He paints that bridge across the bay. But when he thinks he's all through, he has to turn around and paint the other way. I'm gonna get on a cable car. I'm gonna ride down to the bay. I'm gonna get on one of those boats, the ones that cruise around the bay. And when I get to his bridge, I'll holler, baby, throw those brushes away. Let's go to Fisherman's Wharf, top of the mark, Telegraph Hill, Golden Gate Park, see the Young Museum, go to Old Chinatown, go to the opera, don't ever put that down. Baby, 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 there's so much in this town. You gotta get up and get off that bridge and show your mama all around. There's the Steinhardt Aquarium, lots of fish. See the zoo, baby, if you wish. Baby, 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 you got to get up and get off that bridge and show your mama all around. He's got more than brushes. Yes, my baby has. He's got lots more than brushes. Yes, my baby has. But as long as he paints that bridge, he might as well be on Alcatraz. So when you're ready, baby, I'll bring the turpentine around, help you clean those brushes, make you happy as a clown, instead of painting bridges. Let's go out and paint the town.
Come closer. I want to talk to you. I'm going to tell you an astounding story. The story of the Maltese Falcon. Listen to these incredible people, all consumed by their passionate greed for the Maltese Falcon.
What have you ever given me beside money? Have you ever given me any of your confidence, any of the truth? Haven't you tried to buy my loyalty with money and nothing else?
What else is there I can buy you with? I haven't lived a good life. I've been bad. Worse than you could know.
We were talking about a lot more money than this.
There are more of us to be taken care of now.
Well, that may be, but I've got the Falcon.
You may have the Falcon, but we certainly have you.
I've taken a lot of riding from you, I'm gonna take. Get up and shoot it out.
Stop it, the police will be here any minute. Now talk.
Oh, how can you accuse me of such a tip?
This isn't the time for that schoolgirl act. We're both of us sitting under the gallows.
Peggy Lee dans Certain Lemphip, puis la bande-annonce d'époque du Faucon Maltais de John Huston avec Bogart, adapté du roman de Dashiell Hammett. Bogart revint à San Francisco pour Les Passagers de la Nuit, d'après David Goodis, deux romans et films noirs qui collent bien à l'ambiance interlope des quais et des ruelles qui mènent à Chinatown. Des quartiers célébrés par Tony Bennett dans I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. Well, I was terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco, high on a hill. It calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there. In San Francisco, above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me. Sun will shine for me.
Sing it for us again, Mama.
Please.
Why do you stand for that, Bessie? I'm quitting. Why don't you?
You heard him, Mr. Poet. I need the money.
Talk of money and murder. I must be insane.
Or else all these people are lunatics.
That's why I can't leave. That poor little child he married. Somebody's got to take care of her.
Please don't hold me. But if you hold me, don't take your arms away. Comes a change in weather, comes a change of heart, and who knows when the rain will start. So I beg you, please don't love me. But if you love me, then don't take your lips or your arms for your love
Worth chantait la sérénade dans Certain Amphib, envoûtant les marins de la Dame de Shanghai. Un bateau sur lequel elles paraissent, lascives, blondes fatales en bikini blanc, cigarette à la main, créatures ensorcelantes et femmes émouvantes, magnifiées par la caméra et le regard d'Orson Welles dans un labyrinthe au miroir qui se brise. San Francisco est aussi la ville de Coppola et de Zoetrope, sa société de production, installée dans un immeuble art déco de North Beach. Il y a tourné l'un de ses meilleurs films, Conversation secrète, Palme d'or à Cannes en 1974, où Gene Hackman met sur écoute un couple dans divers lieux publics et privés de la ville. John Cazale, Robert Duvall, emprunté à la saga du parrain, et Harrison Ford complètent la distribution servie par une splendide musique de David Shire.
This is a world of hidden mics and two-way mirrors. A world where nothing is private.
You think we can do this?
Later in the week.
Harry Call is an expert. The best there is.
Let me tell you something about Harry Call. The best bar none. I'll drink to that.
The best what?
The best bugger on the West Coast.
What about me?
He can bug anybody, anytime, anywhere.
Nobody knows how you did it, though, Harry. It caused a hell of a scandal, too.
Look, did you see him? The man with the hearing aid, like Charles. He's been following us all.
They're not people to him. Just voices.
Three people were murdered, that's all.
He doesn't know them, and they don't know him.
Had nothing to do with me. I mean, I just turned in the tapes.
Bless me, Father, for absent. I've been involved in some work that I think will be used
you
to
stand it.
Hurt these two young people. No, we're responsible. I'm not responsible.
You're not supposed to feel anything about it. You're just supposed to do it.
Be careful, Harry. You're just supposed to listen. Not look. Not feel. Not care.
Yes.
Gene Hackman is Harry Call in The Conversation. There is nothing private about The Conversation. Listen.
My name is Harry Call. Can you hear me?
blues for my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. An ocean liner took her so far away. Well, I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She was the best gal I ever had. Well, she said goodbye and she made me cry. I wanna lay right down and die. Ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy dime. And if she don't come back, I guess I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever comes back to stay, gonna be another brand new day. When I go walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, Lord, Lord, Lord. Meanwhile in another city, oh Lord, I'm just about to go insane. I thought I heard my baby call the way she used to call my name. If she ever comes back today, gonna be another brand new day. When I go walking with my baby, talking to my baby, singing to my baby, clinging to my baby. When I go walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay.
What are you doing here? What happened?
Well, you fell into San Francisco Bay. I tried to dry your hair as best I could. Your things are in the kitchen. They'll be dry in a few minutes. Come on over by the fire. Here, I'll give you some cushions. There you are. You'd like to have some coffee? You better have some, or perhaps you'd like a drink.
I fell into the bay and you fished me out.
That's right.
Thank you.
You don't remember?
No, I...
You remember where you were?
Yes. Yes, of course I remember that. Then I must have had a dizzy spell and fainted.
Where were you?
At Old Fort Point. Out at the Presidio. Of course I remember. I often go there.
Why? Why do you go there?
Because I love it so. It's beautiful there. Especially at sunset. Thank you for the fire.
Where were you before?
When?
This afternoon, I mean.
Wandering about?
I know, but where? Where were you just before?
Downtown shopping.
Here, you better have some coffee. I think it's still warm.
You're terribly direct in your questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
You're not. You're merely direct. And what were you doing there at Old Fort Point?
Oh, just wandering about.
Oh, you like it too?
Yes.
And where had you been just before?
I'd been to the Palace of the Legion of Honor, the art gallery.
Oh, yes, it's a lovely spot, isn't it? Never been inside, but it looks so lovely driving past.
Après Richie Havens, Kim Novak et James Stewart dans Certain Fip et dans Vertigo d'Hitchcock, Scotty, le détective qui parcourt San Francisco en filant une femme fantomatique, Madeleine, de la chambre 501 d'un hôtel baigné de néons verts sur Sutter Street en passant par le palais de la Légion d'honneur, où elle contemple pendant des heures un portrait dont elle ne garde aucun souvenir, jusqu'à Fort Point, sous le Golden Gate, où elle essaie de se jeter à l'eau. Le cinéaste Chris Marker rend hommage au maître dans Sans Soleil. Hitchcock n'a rien inventé, dit-il, tout était là. Il a fait de la ville un personnage supplémentaire, avec ses propres conflits, ses propres contradictions et ses mystères. On entre dans Vertigo comme dans un rêve, guidé par le générique de Saul Bass et la musique de Bernard Herrmann, qui nous entraîne dans les méandres de l'inconscient avec, selon Scorsese, leur spirale et leur cercle qui pénètrent l'obsession de James Stewart et sa déambulation désespérée dans un San Francisco envoûtant, puis s'échappe vers la forêt des séquoias de Muir Woods sur les traces d'un passé qui ne reviendra pas.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Hi.
Hi. Is this a new fountain?
Fountain? All a client can afford is a leaky faucet.
I thought that money didn't matter to artists.
It costs money to have a soul.
Friction, loss of water in feet per 100 feet, length of pipe formula, using constant 100 size of standard pipe. In inches.
I want to use 600 gallons of water per minute. Now, what's the velocity per second of a 5-inch pipe? Well?
I lost my place. Nobody's perfect. May I use your phone, please?
Good evening. Right this way. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Dell? Coffee Cantata, 931-0770.
931-0770.
Right. If a Sergeant Delgetti called me, would you be kind enough to let me know right away?
Certainly will.
Thank you.
Jacqueline Bisset, Steve McQueen savourant un de leurs rares moments de joie et de liberté dans Bullitt lorsqu'il vient la chercher au travail, tout simplement parce que le cinéma, ça sert aussi à ça, à rêver que Steve McQueen vous récupère pour aller écouter du jazz dans un club. Le tout au son de la musique de Lalo Schifrin qui explique au micro de certains MFIP comment il a travaillé sur Bullitt.
Je ne connaissais pas encore Steve McQueen, mais avec Peter Yates, oui. Ça, c'est un bon exemple, compositeur et metteur en scène. Ce film a devenu très connu pour une poursuite incroyable dans le San Francisco. Les rues sont comme des incroyables. Il voulait que je fasse la musique tout le temps, jusqu'à la fin de la poursuite. Et ça, pour moi, c'était trop long. La musique aurait été trop répétitive. Mais si, je pouvais changer, oui. Mais quand même, trop de musique. Et je lui demandais, vous qui devez orchestrer maintenant avec les sons, les bruits de la voiture, vous orchestrez, c'est comme la musique concrète qui continue à la musique instrumentale. Mais tout de suite, et abruptement, tout à coup. Et c'est comme ça qu'il a fait, il aimait ça.
Thank you. You know everything about me. You know I don't like to wear underwear. I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him. Johnny wasn't afraid to experiment. I like men like that. I like men who give me pleasure. He gave me a lot of pleasure.
Did you kill Mr. Bob?
I'd have to be pretty stupid to write a book about killing somebody and then kill them the way I described in the book. I'd be announcing myself as the killer. I'm not stupid.
Look deep into the April face. A change has clearly taken place. Looking for the summer. The eyes take on a certain gaze. Leave behind the springtime days. Go looking for the summer. This ain't no game of kiss and tell. The implications how you knew so well. Go looking for the summer.
Well, if I were guilty and I wanted to beat the machine, it wouldn't be tiring. It wouldn't be tiring at all.
Why not?
Because I'm a professional liar. I spend most of my waking hours dwelling on my lies. For my writing. I love the rain, don't you?
Working for the Summer, extrait de la BO de Basic Instinct avec Sharon Stone et Michael Douglas. Pour conclure, certains aiment FIP à la nuit tombée dans un San Francisco livré aux joies et aux surprises, parfois mortelles, de jeux érotiques agrémentés de divers ustensiles de cuisine, dont un fameux pic à glace. Pour traverser à nouveau San Francisco en toute sécurité, vous pouvez réécouter, podcaster cette émission sur FIP.fr. Notre tour du monde des villes au cinéma se poursuit dimanche prochain avec une escale dans les dédales de Lisbonne sur les pas de Montero, de Oliveira, Alain Tanner, Wim Wenders ou Miguel Gomes. À la semaine prochaine.
Ce récit se déroule à Lisbonne le dernier dimanche de juillet entre midi et minuit. Ce dimanche-là, la ville était déserte. Et ce fut, paraît-il, le jour le plus chaud de l'année. Sur le quai de l'autre côté du Tage, Paul avait un rendez-vous. Mais la personne qui l'attendait ne vint pas.
Non, no more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!